I'm going to eat, pray, love my way to wholeness, deepening my connection with God, with myself, growing my business along the way because I can do that. Like, what a miracle.
It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it.
Queers and allies, I'm doing something absolutely insane. Not really, if you think about it, because if you know, you know, a lesbian broken heart will drive you to do wild things. And if I could have told myself, Sophia, 2023 Sophia, by 2024, you are going to realize that you were completely heart swindled for an entire wild year, essentially, of ups and downs and breakups and makeups and breakups and makeups. And you're still going to grow your business. You're still going to create a scalable business model. You're still going to impact like so many women. And you're going to have over 46 women in your signature program by this point. I would have been like, what? But I would have been excited about the business stuff, but I would have been devastated to know what would have happened to my heart, to my body, to my soul. What a journey. But what I can tell you is I'm very intentional about if I don't like something, go and get whatever else I want. Go and get exactly what I want. Not letting anything get in my way. And the thing is, we can get upset about things that hurt us or things that don't work out for a moment. But at the end of the day, we've got to let it go for ourselves. Forgiveness is not condoning. It's letting go of the past, controlling our present moment now so we can be here now. And it's really, really hard to be here now in my hometown. It's really, really hard. So I got super, super blessed with the opportunity to spend time with friends in Ibiza. And I'm going to do that, but I'm going on this journey alone, embarking on my eat, pray, love moment in life. And I deeply believe that there's something that I've got to figure out here. And for the first time ever, because I'm an action girly, you know this, for the first time ever, I have this really incredible, juicy idea for the next offer that I'm going to be sharing with my audience. And I've known about it in my heart for about a month now. And I don't know if you've noticed, but we've pivoted so much of our marketing and our message to really go out and help queer women. And I'm really, really excited about what I feel in my heart God has me to do next. But I feel this deep, deep call to not rush that next step and really deeply enjoy the success that I've already created, the transformations that are already happening for my clients, and just enjoy what is. And so that is what I'm going to be doing in Europe. And this is the craziest thing I've ever done because I've never just traveled alone. I've never been to Europe before. It's all so wild to me. I've got a little corner in my closet that I'm just piling up things that I know I'm going to need, like, you know, luggage straps and different toiletries and looking up Airbnbs in Tuscany and having to research, is the Wi-Fi going to be strong enough to lead my group program while I'm there? But it's not much to worry about because let me tell you, my businesses, God, I've created this beautiful life. I literally have so much freedom. I coach in my group program every other week. I can go live from the poolside because I go live every Wednesday for this podcast, but I can go live by the pool or the beach or anywhere I am. Able to bring my expertise to the world wherever I am, and I feel so incredibly grateful. I wouldn't be here if you guys weren't listening and if I wasn't able to help. So I'm honored that whatever brought us here, whether that was lesbian TikTok or you found me on Instagram, I'm really grateful that we found each other. And I hope that my story inspires you, because it was not always this way. I was not the kind of girl that would have the ability to just go to Europe. Just go. Just book a one-way ticket and know that it doesn't matter how long I'm there. And hey, if I decide I miss my mama, I will be back on that plane in probably less than 2 weeks. But if I feel it in my heart to be there longer, I definitely will. And it's just wild to me that this is my life. This is my life. I get to do this. I get to do what I do every day. At this point, it's literally wake up, spend time with God, serve my clients, make some content to go get more clients, strategic content, and play. And if someone would have told me this would be my reality, even 2 years ago, I would have been like, what? No way. No way. So much can change. So much can change. And if you are feeling stuck in any way in your business, know that it doesn't have to be that way forever. This is something I've said on the podcast before, and I'll say it again. This is something that Reverend Sidney Finn has talked to me about, and it's, I'm on the other side of this. I'm happy and free. I'm looking back at what I once couldn't figure out, and it's in my history. I'm on the other side of this. I'm happy and free. It's already been done. Amen. And that's the mantra that I speak over my life anytime that I've been faced with an obstacle that I've overcome. It is believing I'm on the other side of this. And I had to believe that. Now, I put Italy on my vision board. And I put a girl standing by the ocean with a beautiful blanket. Looks like she's on the Amalfi Coast. And it's just like, I had all these dreams, but I didn't know how it would come together. And then, boom. I literally won. Okay? Won. The experience in Ibiza, Velvet Ibiza. I won a contest with Telefilms, which is a lesbian-based streaming company. And I'm like, okay, what? I win the whole experience? Like, this is connection to God. This is being in alignment. This is like, when things start working out again and again and again, and they just keep lining up, that's how you know. Like, it's not that God loves me more than anyone. It's that I'm very, very confident in my connection to God. And I'm like, God's got me. God's got me. And today, I just want to encourage you to believe the best. The best is yet to come. And trust in that connection to God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it. Because when you actually trust it and you choose that connection, then that's when you're going to start noticing these little miracles in your life again and again. So I was like, I'll buy a plane ticket. I will go to that one experience in Ibiza and enjoy this lesbian event, which is so incredible. I've never been to one before. And then beyond that, I'm just going to go on my merry way and explore Europe. I'm going to eat, pray, love my way to wholeness, deepening my connection with God, with myself, growing my business along the way because I can do that. Like, what a miracle. Okay, but this is where, okay, I'm woo-woo, so buckle up. So every time I'm going through any sort of thing, any sort of heartbreak, my friend Daniel will reach out to me, and he's a past life regressionist, and he will say, Sophia, it's time for a regression. And I have done, I believe at this point, 4 past life regression sessions with Daniel. So at this point, I've seen 12 past lives, which I so love. Yeah, I'm mystic Christian, but I also believe that I've lived many, many lives and will live many more. And in the last one, we saw a lot that helped me heal my last relationship and open my heart for self-love and more abundance in every way, shape, or form in my life. But one of the past lives that I saw myself in Italy, and there was this redheaded woman, and I couldn't see her face. She had short, short red hair. And she said, "There's someone you have to meet here." Now, it wasn't about like finding my future wife there, but she's like, "There's someone you have to meet here, and something's going to click, and that's going to be your next offer. That's going to finalize some things. You're going to see something different. It's going to shift everything for you." And it was like this higher self. It was like God speaking through her. It was like, don't jump the gun right now. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. This is your season of harvest, and enjoy every moment of it. And something is going to click for you in Europe, and you're going to essentially have this idea revealed to you by God, but God's going to use someone along the way to show you something. And I don't know what that means. And I know it's really hard for me because I'm such an action taker. It's so hard for me to sit still. But I know that right now I am so being called to the soft life because I did the work and I built the business. And now my business, because of the systems, processes, and automations that I have in place, I create content, I chat in the DMs, and I sign on clients. And it gets to be that good. It gets to be that good. But I can't wait, because I'm an entrepreneur. My wheels are spinning. I can't wait to know what this next season is going to look like for me, for you, for us. I can't wait. But I know that God has something to show me in Italy. So that's where I'm going. That's where I feel led. It's this weird, strange pool I must go. And the one thing I've learned, the one thing I know for sure, is when you hear that still small voice to take action, you take action. And for the first time ever, that still small voice is telling me to physically take some action, but mentally find rest and enjoy what I've built and pause and go all in on everything I've built. Be fully in everything I've built. Be just dedicated to this signature offer. And so I'm listening. And maybe for you, it's time to go all in. Maybe you've had an offer that you've been working on, but as an entrepreneur, you create it, you conquer the beast, and then you're like, what's the next thing? Well, what if you just kept promoting the thing you just worked so hard for again and again and again? What if you really sink into, this is my signature offer, and I'm supported, and this is going to be so fun, and I can relax, because if I just share this again and again and again for this season, what would happen? I think we get shiny ball syndrome as entrepreneurs. But the one thing I want people to say about me whenever I pass away, my legacy that I want to leave is, wow, she was so successful, yet so peaceful and connected to God. She was so peaceful. I loved being in her presence because she was so peaceful. And if that's the kind of businesses and legacies we want to leave, then it's in our best interest to make moves when God says to make moves, and double down and be still. Doesn't mean not taking action. It doesn't mean to stop promoting yourself. Always be selling. But I think this is a message for someone today. What can you double down on that you know God called you to do, but as soon as you completed a task, you felt pressure from hustle culture to create something else? I want you to double down on that today. And if you're feeling stuck in any way, shape, or form, Or maybe you feel like you've hit a plateau in your business. Shoot me a DM. Tell me where you're feeling stuck. Because I know there's a way to optimize your sales process or your content. It could be that. That's the issue. But there's a way to optimize either your sales process or your content to make more money. Because there's so much money to be made. And there's so much peace to be had. So much. But you've got to build a business on a firm foundation. And I'm so honored that I get to be the one to show you how. Okay, friends, I will be sharing my adventure in Spain and Italy and anywhere else. And if I miss my sweet mama, I'll be flying back to Louisiana. But the point is, I can do whatever I want. And because I can, that feels so good. Arrivederci. How do you say goodbye in French? How do you say goodbye in Spanish? Oh my God, I don't even know bathroom in Spanish. Someone send help. Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is @SophiaSpellino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.